Blog Talk Radio.
Medusa and Dre, Ron will be in just a moment. What's up, good old black people?
Hey, y'all, what's up? It's Friday.
Oh, I was off work today, so I guess yesterday was Friday for me.
No one cares. Yesterday was just that explains it, Dre. That's why we didn't get no pictures today.
Oh, because she was off.
We didn't get no pictures today, Dre. She was off. She didn't get no pictures today.
She had shit to do anyway. If she didn't get to work anyway, sitting in there taking all them damn pictures.
I do be working.
Whatever, you're going to be in a work environment without using your phone. You sit there just snapping away. I said, if I see this damn Santa Claus hat one more time.
I only take selfies in the morning because I'm not, before I really start working. And then I start working. And then I'm busy.
You take selfies in the morning, selfies in the evening, underneath the moon.
So when you sit down at your spot, you take your damn selfie. What time you gotta be at work?
At 7, so I usually have my selfie done by 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Who the hell is pumped up and happy to be at work and take a damn selfie before 7:30?
I usually try to take a selfie every day unless I'm looking ragged. Today, I'm looking ragged.
Oh, jolly ass nigga at work. Most people get to work, they be grumpy before 8 o'clock. They ain't had their coffee. This nigga is jolly as hell.
You got to think about it. You got to give me credit. I was off work for 12 weeks. So, you know, I got to make up for all those 12 weeks of, you know, I'm going to have an attitude again. Don't worry.
Really? We're going to get 12 weeks worth of pictures?
No, I'm just saying.
I used to take a selfie every day at work before I went off on leave. That was my thing. I took a selfie. Hey. And I didn't do it. So, you know, I might be a little bit more snap happy at this point because I had all that time off. But, you know.
Man, you know how many people be going to work and just have a damn attitude and you up in here taking a damn selfie? I'd be mad at that.
Okay.
I know they be talking about you, but I bet they get this selfie with a funky ass camera all happy first thing in the damn morning.
I am happy. You know what? I am very happy. Like, I roll out the bed, and I do have an attitude because I don't want to get up. But by the time I get up and get myself together,
Lord,
and I fix my attitude, and I walk in the door, I'm like, yeah, I might as well be happy.
Well,
I got to fucking be there.
I can't say nothing because you take yours in the morning, but somebody, they can't start their car when I take one. I ain't going to say no name, but she's the lead on this show.
Oh, is that
every
right?
Every day. She's in this car. Before she put that car in D. She got to put the little hand over her lips.
When was the last time
and
I took a selfie?
Her little duck lips.
I hope Nick D is your friend. Well,
you know what?
Never mind.
I feel like...
You hope Nick D would.
There's nothing wrong with selfies. Like, if you feel like if you're having a day and you feel like you may be feeling yourself that day, then okay. Some days... You know,
well, look here, Miss Santa Claus. You must be really feeling yourself that day, Miss Santa Claus. You posted my 20 pics.
I did not.
And I was like,
I posted two pictures. Matter of fact, one of them was a video and the other one was a picture. That was two naps.
I swear, every time I scrolled down my line, I kept seeing that one picture.
I was like, people kept liking it. You know, when you like it and then somebody else like it, it comes back to the top of your feed. Like, you know, it kind of comes back to mind.
So you had the big head. You had the big head all week. Your picture
no,
growing up. The other day, you had the big old head.
No, I don't have the big head. What I'm saying is that if you have people that like it, it don't matter if it's 10 people, then it's going to pop
ain't
up.
Nobody come to see you, Otis.
You know what, Dre?
Anyway, let's move on. Play drinks because we say inappropriate things and stuff here at the Code. Yeah, that's what we do. It is our last show before the holidays and before the new year. So we're going to talk about some things. And then we're going to have a Christmas party. Like, we're going to have a Christmas party on the air because I have a Christmas party. Christmas party. I hope y'all got y'all gifts ready for everybody. Hope you all put some thought into this. Everything. The first question of the evening is, how much can you really know about a person in 1 month?
Oh, that's a good one.
And the reason, because I've been sitting back, and you don't know how people watch. That's what I do. Like, I need to understand how you gonna miss somebody you just met 4 weeks ago, and you done smashed them down and everything, and you gonna miss them. Like, what? I need to understand the connections here, because I personally, and this is just me, I do good if I'm talking to somebody for a month or two. Because people start getting on my nerves after about 2 weeks.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So what really do you know about a person after a month?
That's a very good question. I would say that you really don't know a lot because, you know, like, I feel like when you first meet a person, like, the first month is probably, like, you know, that's that, like, honeymoon phase in a sense, right? You know, you're getting to know the person, you vibing with the person, you know, they're saying all the right things, they're doing all the right things, and then eventually, you know, whatever their actual habit is, you know what I mean? Whoever they actually are starts to come out. It's just like if you take your kids over to my house, right, and and you get there, they don't act good because they're not comfortable in the environment. So they're going to act good. But as soon as they get comfortable in the environment, they gonna start, their true colors gonna come out. So you gonna see them little, they little asses running up and down your steps, jumping and shit on your furniture and doing shit that they shouldn't be doing. So I think it's the same thing when we meet people. I mean, you just, there's a limited amount of information that you're gonna learn about a person within a month. And the first, usually what you learn within the first month may not necessarily be what the person is. Because when somebody, like, when it's like, you know, first impressions, right? If you, it's like when you have a job, right? So you get your job, you get hired, you go to your interview, they hire you. You say, oh, my God, you're great. So you coming up in there, right? And that first month, you like on probation in a sense. So you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing. You clocking in when you're supposed to be clocking in, taking your lunch break when you're supposed to be taking your lunch break, taking your 15-minute break when you're taking your 15-minute break. But then as soon as your ass get comfortable and you just fall into this routine, you might be, you take an extra 5 minutes on your 15-minute break because you know you ain't got to clock out. You know, you do this, you do that. So it's, I feel like it's the same exact way with people. It's like, this is your introductory trial period. And you're not going to really find out a lot about a person. Like, because you basically, you know what they're telling you. And you know what little limits and stuff they're showing you. It's not until you get into that shit deep that you understand, oh, damn, you know, you got some ways about you. It's like how like when you, you know, they say you don't ever know a person until you live with a person. Like, y'all got two separate spaces, and, you know, this is how it is. But then y'all get together and y'all live together. And you're like, oh, you got the, your cleaning habits are so different than mine. Like, and it's an issue. So you really, there's not a lot that you can learn. And it, and whatever you do learn, most of the time it's superficial, and it's, I'm trying to impress you, so this is my first impression. I want you to have a good first impression of me, so this is what I'm going to do. You can see me this way. That's just my two cents.
Okay. Right. Well, I feel a certain way about that because it takes, like, I mean, you remember when I had my little situation with old girl and she was mad because I wanted to rush into a relationship and all this other mess, and I told her I had just broke up with somebody, and she was dying to get in this relationship. I'm like, oh, I'm trying to get to know you to make sure you ain't nuts, because, like, no, I can't, I'm not doing it no more. And to me, it takes time, man. Like, it really takes time. You really got to get to know that person before you jump out there and be like, you know what? God damn it, I'm getting married. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, no, I'm not rushing no more. Like, I did it before, and I'm not doing it again. I'm just hard. I got to get to know your ass, because you might be nuts, for real. And the way these chicks are going these days, oh, my God. Just my love. She's nuts. But hey, Dre. All in love. She the boo. And next damn thing, you know, I come home from work. But hey, babe, what's the deal? Motherfucker, I ain't getting shit. I hate you.
Oh, damn.
What?
That's bipolar.
And then I be sitting there looking crazy because I didn't get to know her motherfucking ass. She started out sweet as hell. That's that thing, you know, I'm stuck with this bipolar bitch that needs a damn white jacket to make her hug herself. You know what I'm saying? And it almost happened. It almost happened to me. Got to talk to her a couple of days ago. Hadn't seen it again. Got to talk to her. And then she on depression pills. She tripolar and all that bullshit. Now I like to be in a damn relationship with a miserable, bipolar, happy, good sex having helper.
Yeah.
Why she gotta be
so
all
you gotta
that?
Take
your,
dang,
just
that
like,
was deep.
Just
I
like
know.
The
I'm
phone,
like, damn.
Just like the phone says, check your phone. boom, 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 boom. Just stop saying.
Really? Really? You gonna sing the whole goddamn song?
Yeah, I sound like
that. I'm in the mood, that dang on. Somebody gotta be wrong. Because he get here.
Well, we waiting on him. I don't know. He said it, baby.
He said three or four minutes.
He hating on my vocals. He hating on my vocals.
You know it's past bedtime.
Trying to hate on my vocals. I sound like Luke in the shower.
Oh, Lord. Anyway.
Yeah,
I
sound like Big Luke when I sing. What y'all talking about?
Okay. Okay. So I like this. Like I said, it takes me more than a month to kind of get to know a person. Because my tolerance is low for people.
Mm-hmm.
So if I sit down and go, I'm like, my tolerance is low for people.
You see how she said that so sweet? She said that so sweet. It's like somebody knocking you upside your head without knocking you upside your head. She said, you know, my tolerance level for people is low.
What it is. So I try. I literally try.
Lord knows I try.
God knows I do. You know.
Oh shit.
But I just in a month, I don't know what I know about you. And I don't know what you know about me. Because in
right.
that month, that's... my walls are still kind of up and kind of guarded. And am I really trying to get to know you? Or what am I trying to do with you? Like, I don't know what your purpose is quite yet. So, let's see. Sorry, I just woke up from a nap. I apologize. So... Yeah, I thought a month, you're not going to get much from me. You're not going to get this whole I missed you shit. Like, no.
I missed you.
No. I'm talking.
So
I'm not talking.
When somebody tell you, when they tell you, hey, boo, I miss you, you're going to be like, shut the fuck up.
No, not after a month. My question would be to them if they're saying I miss you after a month. I want to know what you miss.
Okay. Let's put a pin right there, right? So let's just say you meet this guy and he's great. Like you meet him, y'all just click, y'all just hit it off, and he's really persistent. He's kind of persistent in a sense. Like he's like, you know, I got this going on and I want to know if you would go this and go that with me. So basically, let's just say for this whole fucking month, just hypothetically speaking, you see this person, this man. Y'all hanging out, y'all kicking it. He's taking you out to the movies. He's doing this. He's doing that. You know, he's taking you to the little Christmas party at work. Whatever the case it may be, right? Y'all spend a hell of time together.
Damn,
and
not Christmas party already.
No, we are not doing it. First of all, anybody who knows me knows my month. You ain't going to see me every goddamn day.
I'm just saying hypothetically. That's why I said hypothetically. That's exactly the reason why I said hypothetically. Because I know how you get down. But I'm just saying, if let's just say it were a situation like that, and the person is like, you know, you kind of just, you don't go with your normal rules, right? And so you just say, oh, okay, you just go with the flow. And let's say something happens and
you know, the person's work schedule changes, or the person, you know, or they find that they're traveling, maybe they have to travel for work, or something happens and you're not seeing the person and they're not seeing you, but they've been seeing you consistently every day for the month, right? So if the person says, "I miss you," after that, then is it a different? Do you deal with it differently at that point?
I'm still going to ask you, what is it that you miss?
Okay. That's fair enough. I was just asking. That's fair enough.
It's still going to be, what is it that you miss? And I can listen to the things that you miss or whatever. But I'm like, oh, I'm off to you. Like, really? A whole 30 hours a day? Like, what you need help from? Why? What? I've got a lot of questions. But it's fine. You can miss me, you know. And I just don't, I'm not that person to be like, so after that short amount of time, over a month, I'm not going to be like, oh, I miss you too, because I may not miss you. But if I legit ask miss you, then I miss you. You know, if I legit mean it and it's genuine, then I'll see it. But if I don't, I'm not about to sit here and shoot you no lies and no bullshit. I'm just going to ask you, well, why you miss me? And then they run off their list. Okay, good. That's gonna be it for me. Maybe I'm cold blooded like that. I don't know.
So
I don't know. Really? You gonna have a soundtrack? You gonna be the DJ? You the DJ tonight at the holiday party?
What in
the world?
Oh,
my bad.
Yeah. And that's what you're doing.
But. Yeah, I just, and then, now, I get it, like, I'll get it if it's, you know, it's been 6 months, we've been spending a lot of time together, we've been making time to spend time with each other, and then there's a shift. I can get that. You've had 6 months to get to know each other.
Right.
You know, they may miss a piece of my little quirkiness that happens every now and then. They might miss my jokes and my laughter. Okay, I get it. 6 months. Yeah, you can do that. 30 days? I ain't seen you because I work 4,000 hours a month. And I got a whole bunch of shit going on. And all of you gonna see me is in passing. I got out that month, you probably saw me 3 days. And one of them days, I slept all day long. I'm just here. Y'all know me. Y'all know I'm on 10 all the time. And I be ready to sleep.
Oh, yeah. I be ready to sleep.
So, we did have another question. Huh? Got another question. This is my thesis question.
Okay.
This is Medisa's question that she had for the people. If a woman makes a man wait 90 days for sex, should a man make a woman wait 90 days to ask for money? Right. I mean, I got some answers on my Facebook page. But we're going to ask Drake first.
I seen when you posted it, and your page lit the fuck up. I was like, damn. This is just like, hell, man. I was like, what? Did somebody say, how long do I got to wait to ask for money? I'm like, wait a minute, dude. You going to ask her for something?
That's
like, your page is jumping with that question. But I don't know because we, let's see. How can I put this? You never know if that person, she might, you know what I'm saying, it might be an emergency. But she might need shit, a tire or, you know what I'm saying, something to get on a thick car stick and she ain't got it and she need a car. Man, wow.
Mm.
a good question. That's a good question because to me, the whole 90-day rule thing, I think that's some bullshit. Because I don't think no woman or man can hold out for 90 days, to tell you the truth. Because, shit, I know females can't hold out for goddamn shit. Four or five days. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real, it's like shit. Women tend to have a higher sex drive than men. I mean, I know some dudes that they claim they got a high sex drive, but women is some freaky bitches. Well, y'all some freaky motherfuckers. Y'all like to fuck. But the thing is, I feel like shit, that 90-day thing, that's some bullshit because you grown, you know what I'm saying? You want to fuck, you gonna fuck. Either way it goes. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, like, damn, you need somebody, y'all chilling or whatever. You horny, she horny, and both of y'all sitting there looking crazy as hell with an attitude because don't either one of y'all want to break the 90-day rule. And you sitting there with a wet cat, he's sitting there with a hard dick, but y'all trying to wait 90 days. You know what I'm saying? And then what if you wait that 90 days? You done build up all this anxiety and this passion. Stick the dick in, and that motherfucker explode in three strokes. Then you'll be mad.
I mean,
I don't know about that because anybody can need the money, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit happens, and it happens fast, so, you know.
Yeah.
And 90 days, that's a long goddamn time, man. That's a long fucking time, man, to be talking to somebody that ain't got no...
Right. I think women, I really honestly think that women have, and I'm, will be 100% honest, I was once a woman who thought that, oh, you need to wait X amount of time before because you don't want to seem like you just give it up easy or whatever the case may be. But my thing is, we in a different type of environment, we in different times. And the thing is that, one, you're in a, like you said, you both are consenting adults. So if you decide that you want to take somebody home on the first night and give it to them, whatever the case may be, then that is your prerogative, right? Because you can
exactly.
do what you want to do.
You're a grown-ass fucking man and woman.
So, and then...
Especially
when
you're
so
fucking 40, like somebody's going to call you a hoe in your 40s.
Well, you know, it's a difference between... it's a difference between you just being a flat-out hoe and just, you know, deciding to be an adult. Like, everybody knows that there's just certain things that hoes do that other people just don't do, and that qualifies you to be a hoe.
Exactly, and that's why I don't understand why people be like, you fucked on the first night, you such a hoe. Bitch, I'm grown, and I'm horny. What the fuck?
But you got to think about it, is a lot of people's mindset is in a different place. Because I look at it like this, like, I can make a man wait 90 days to give him some. Depending on the type of nigga he is, he might just do everything he needs to do to after them 90 days because he really want to get the draw. You know what I mean? And he can turn around and do
okay,
the same
so
shit.
Okay, so in the instance you do do that, Medusa, you ask him, let the dude wait 90 days. And then the dude comes to your career, he'll kick you with you for a little bit, and all of a sudden he got to leave before 10 o'clock. Or whatever, you know, I got a long day at work. You know, I'm about to go to the crib. Then he damn leaves. You call, he don't answer the phone. What you gonna think?
No, I mean, he probably doing something with somebody or something.
That's what I asked you. If he leaves, start leaving, I keep making him wait. So, and then he goes, he leaves early that thing. So you ain't gonna think he's probably like, okay, he got another bitch on the side. Well, he got to be fucking
that's
somebody.
That's what
I know
I just said he could probably be doing something else. So, but that's my point. What I'm saying
But when you get mad, though? But when you get mad? Because technically, y'all just dating. Y'all not in a relationship.
I mean, it depends. Well, I probably would feel some kind of way just because of the fact that if I'm fucking you, I'm just fucking you, and I expect you only fucking me. Because I, you know, like, too much shit out here to be bouncing back and forth.
hopping on different stuff, and that's the problem. Like, people don't understand that you should be monogamous when you messing with somebody. Like, even if y'all not, like, official in a relationship, if we haven't sex, then the expectation is that you only sleep with me. If I don't give it to you and you decide you want to give it to somebody, go get it from somebody else, then I don't even want to be bothered with you at that point. But what I was saying was, I used to be a woman who thought like that. You know, this whole 90-day rule, that's a bunch of bullshit. Because at the end of the day, if a person really wants something from you, they're going to stick around until they get what they want, right? It's the same thing if a woman see a man and he got, you know, maybe he got some money.
Tell them to stick around.
Yeah, they're going to stick around and tolerate you because of the fact that they want to get it. But once they get the prize, if that was all that they were there for, then they're going to be gone. So at the end of the day, if I'm an adult and what I got between my legs belongs to me, it's mine, I can do whatever the hell I want to do with it. If I decide I want to give it to him on the first night, then I'm going to give it to him on the first night. If I decide I want to give it to him on the second night, then the second night. If I decide I want to give it to him 4 weeks and 3 days afterwards, then that's what I choose to do. And I just think that as far as, like, the question with money versus sex, like, it's two entirely different things, right? And like you said, it could be a situation where something happens and a person really is in need. But you have to think about the dynamic of the relationship, you know what I mean? If this person, y'all not really kicking it and there's, you know, y'all not dealing with each other like that, y'all maybe went out a couple times, but you're not really feeling the person, or you don't know what's going on, and then maybe they ask you for money. Now, I'm not going to ask a nigga for nothing.
See, I feel like there's too many fucking rules in dating now anyway, and these new eras. There's too many damn rules. I remember my homeboy, right, was coming up. I'm talking about his dad, his granddad. His granddad had a whole other family. You know what I'm saying? They didn't know nothing about it. And then him and another one of our homeboys, like, we were all close, couldn't find out. They didn't know they were brothers until they were like 15. Because their granddaddy had a whole other family. So I'm saying it to say this. If you think a person is going to wait 90 days, man or female, something is wrong, because it's not. Because it's going to be, it's always, everybody got that one ace in the hole. Even though they might be like, I don't really feel it, this motherfucker. I don't want to have sex with you, ruin it. I need some damn ass, or I need some damn dick. They're going to call that one person they've been fooling with for the longest. Because I can't see nobody, no man, no woman, waiting no fucking 90 days to have sex. And the money part, you know what I'm saying, I can't see no dude or no woman, you know what I'm saying, like, that's 3 months. And you might need a tire or, you know what I'm saying? You might be short on a light bill or something. And then you don't want to ask that person, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like ain't nobody going to be like, you know what? You ain't gave me there in 90 days, so I'm going to wait for 90 days for you to ask me for some money. And then, like, damn, my life's about to be cut off. Or, damn, I need a tie. I can get to work. What the fuck? So then you got to go use your other sources or whatever. So I don't think nobody wouldn't let nobody wait for no 90 days for no to ask for money. I mean, I know a lot of people don't want to ask somebody, but you know. Huh?
Yeah, I think it's the character of the person. Like, if...
If that person is a fucked up individual, you shouldn't be in a relationship with that motherfucker. No way.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, okay, motherfucker, you gonna make me wait 9 days for some damn... For some, I'm gonna make your ass wait 9 days for some damn... For some cash, and then that motherfucker...
But I mean, you know, that's the world we live in, and I agree with you when it comes to, like, all these rules. Like, there's not, like, everybody has rules to this and rules to that. Everybody went fucking crazy. Everybody
exactly.
We booked people. We
writing these book, fucking books about relationships, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. And I'm thinking to myself, like, you can't tell me that I need to make a – who was that that came out with that bullshit? Was it Steve Harvey? You cannot tell me that that I need to make a man wait for 90 days. You know what I mean? That doesn't say anything about me if I choose to do anything before that. Like, it's my fucking prerogative. And I just think that everybody's so ingrained in their mind that these rules. And the thing is that what you don't understand, yeah, there may be rules, so to speak, but there's exceptions to every rule. And you keep playing these motherfucking, playing these rules, and you're going to find yourself by yourself. Because anybody that's an adult,
with a bunch of goddamn sex.
Yeah, a grown-ass person is not going to play those games. A grown-ass man is not going to play those games with the ladies. Well, I'm gonna make him wait 90 days. Well, guess what? If he don't want to wait 90 days, he's going to walk away from your ass, and he's going to be dealing with somebody else, and you're going to be somewhere looking stupid. I'm not saying that you should be pressured into sleeping with him. You do what you need to do, but at the same time, you cannot try to secure a relationship by putting all these fucking rules in the game, because rules get broken. There are exceptions to every fucking rule. Every situation is not always black and white. There's some gray areas in some situations. You know, that's just the way it is.
Best friend.
That's the way it is. Oh, sorry. My bad.
What's your take, best friend?
My cousin said,
my best friend.
I ain't fucking in the first.
Say what? I'm a state mom, and then I'm going to read some stuff off the thing. What's your cousin say?
He said, if I ain't fucking in the first 2 hours, it's over, LOL. That's what I tell him, cuz. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay, cousin. I told him he's a savage. That's just crazy.
So, for me, I mean, I'm not putting no time in it. If I want to fuck, I want to fuck. I mean, this ain't no... You can think what you want about me. I've seen situations happen from that's supposed to be a one-night stand turn into a whole-ass relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can't determine just because...
Shut up. I know where you're going with this.
What?
Five minutes up.
What? No. He thought I was talking about him. I wasn't talking about him. I really wasn't this time. What was I about to say? I've seen the whole relationship turn into just... I'm trying to remember what I was about to say. He interrupted me.
You said it, a one-night stand turned into a whole-ass relationship.
Right. I've seen that happen. And there was no judgment. There was no, just because we did it on the first night, you know what I'm saying? Like, so what? We did it on the first night. Okay. I want to put my butt on you. You want to give me some payment. Hey. We grown. As long as we know how he grown. And I was like, oh, whatever. The whole 90 days ask him for money. I mean, we don't know that girl's situation. Like, you know, we don't know. Yeah, we don't know. But, hey, it is what it is. So, let's go to some of these comments on the page. Let's go to it. Back. Sorry, y'all. Where did it go? Which way did it go, George? Let me complain first. I cannot stand when people take our question and think that it's like some shit that is not actually real, and they repost it to their page. What is this reposting to your page has to do with anything else? Because I don't come to your page. I don't like
they don't read.
Page.
So they don't read.
And
they would pay attention.
we always put the poll question, like, come on now, dumbass people. Oh, that's mean. I'm sorry.
Well, okay. So Cousin Joey says, how long I got to wait to ask for money? But we also had a whole last conversation. Joey also said, and I generally don't like to have sex until I've seen how her macaroni and cheese looks, how the back of her ear smells, and how she keeps her house. Do her flip-flops have black footprints embedded in them?
I can't.
How many wigs, if any, does she own? Are they dry or soft? Does she smoke? Anything. What does she say about the men in her life? And then he said there's a misconception that women are always the ones who make men wait. And so he's like, women been making us wait for shit for so long now that some dudes have adapted. It takes almost no effort to wait on a woman now. And then he said that's not to say that it's there still ain't a lot of mofos out here who are thirsty for vaginal activity. It is. But the average dude who is not compelled by the power of sex can wait until the cows come home. And then he said, I'm probably way off subject on this post special.
No, that's kind of like, I mean, that was very profound, so to speak. But he's right. Like, I think that there's a shift in the dynamic at this point, because I think a lot of men are, and everybody, well, not just men, but everybody's starting to see that there's, just like there's some dog-ass niggas out here, there's some dog-ass bitches out here, too. So,
oh, there's some trifling bitches out here in these streets.
You know, yeah. So it's like, if a man is about some shit, if he about his shit and he got his shit together, you know, it's certain shit that he's gonna pay attention to that Lil Ray Ray might not pay attention to. You know what I mean? Because his mindset is somewhere else. Because you gotta be able to be adult enough to look beyond a person and say, you know, oh, it's just about the physical thing. You know, and what people don't understand is that. When you have sex with a person, you are transferring energy. Like, that you got some of their energy, they got some of your energy. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you don't want to get mixed up with the wrong type of motherfucker. And I think a lot of men are understanding that now, as far as, you know, they're like, I need to know what you about, you know. And I don't give a shit if you just got, you might have a fat ass and you might have a cute face, but I need to know if shit goes down, if you're going to have my back, if you're going to ride for me. You know what I'm saying? If I lose everything I got today, I need to know that you're going to have my back. And I need to pay attention to how you treat people. I need to pay attention to how you handle your business, how you treat your kids, how you talk about your exes. You know what I'm saying? If everything is woe is me and, you know what I mean, oh, this nigga, that nigga, every ex. Okay, so, but you bashing them for what? You know what I mean? Men are going to pay attention to that type of stuff, so. I think that's a very valid point that he made. So,
and so there's some other guys who, because mostly guys commented, ain't no women commented. The white said, while these two are in no way equivalent, I can see the rationale to support a yes answer. They both benefit from sexual activity, but asking for money goes one way at least. Initially. Then this other guy is like, why would she be asking for money? And then another one was like, yeah. So, the same reason niggas ask women for money, shut up.
Oh, right. You don't know what's going on in somebody's life. And I really have a lot of, the thing is, I have a lot of respect for a man. If they were in this situation and this lady was to say, you know what, I'm not going to, you know, I want us to wait 90 days before we have sex. I just want us to wait. And something happens, you know, like Jerry said, she get a flat, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, she just paid her rent, she just paid all her bills, and she ain't, you know, she got 2 days before she get a check, and she don't have everything she needs to cover, the tire, and she calls this person and says, hey,
can you help me out? And if he does that, I just feel like that he's a grown ass man. Like because it's like Dre said, you gotta be a fucked up individual to see a person in a tight ass spot or in a bad situation, whether it be lights about to get cut off, gas about to get cut off, fucking about to lose, you know, they need $100 more because if they don't pay their rent, they about to be homeless and their kids too, or they gotta get, you know, something happened to their car and they gotta get back and forth to work. You know, you gotta be a heartless individual to just be like, oh well, to turn a blind eye to that. I feel like, especially if you fucking dealing with a person, if you talking to a person and you hanging out and you doing things, y'all dating and getting to know each other, then you're not a good person. Like, I feel like it's the exact same thing.
You are a horrible human. You are horrible. I know someone who claimed to be, they were fucking this girl. They been fucking her, having sex with her, knew her situation, and would not let her stay the night.
Yeah.
That she was going from sleeping from people's houses to houses, and you fucking her, why can't she stay here? She's good enough for you to fuck, but she's not good enough for you to just so she can sleep for the night. You serious?
Exactly.
And
people don't believe
you. I could go so far into that story that people will be like, you know what, you lying. You telling a lie. No, I ain't lying. Because I see it and I watch it. That person has no respect for people at all. None.
Right.
None whatsoever. And it's like the world, they feel like the world owes to someone. Well, the world don't owe you shit because you ain't shit.
Right. And karma's a bitch, and they're going to get theirs back. And that's why people don't realize why bad shit always happen to them. Because if you're a bad human being, if you foul, you know what I'm saying, and the way you move is grimy, and then you wonder why shit always happens to you. Because that's the type of person that you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You out here doing everybody dirty. Like, I wish I would ever be in a situation where I'm homeless or some shit like that, and I'm going to fuck a nigga and he don't want me to spend the night. Like, you need, if I'm giving you my pussy, you need to be, shit, put me in a hotel, let me move in or something, nigga. Like, how you just gonna see me without nothing, but you want to be up in my gut every chance you get? I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
It's a shame, though. It's a shame. I just wish that people would go back to just being, like, having, like, just compassion, you know what I'm saying, and stop being selfish and learn how to be selfless when it comes to dealing with other people, you know what I mean? Like, these are two different things, you know, sex is a totally different thing than money, you know what I mean? And it's like, it just, to me, I just feel like when people decide to show who they truly are, you know what I'm saying, you got to believe them, and you got to be like, okay, this is the person, because I wish I would have a flat tire, and I call a nigga and say, hey, you know, and we've been kicking it hard, and you know, we dating, and we going out to eat, and we doing shit, and you over my house, and I'm over your house, and I get a fucking flat tire, and you tell me you can't get my tire fixed, or get my rim fixed on my car, because I ain't giving you no pussy. Well, at that point, we will never talk again, because I'm going to delete the lock, and I will never hear from you again. I'm going to ghost your ass at that point, because you're showing me that you're a foul human being. You're showing me that you don't have compassion. You're showing me that you feel me, the only way that I'm able to get something from you is if I give you something, and it's not, that's not how it's supposed to be.
Right.
You don't do shit for people wanting something in return. If you do it, you're going to do the shit out the kindness of your heart, not because you want to, oh, well, you owe me. No. I have never been that type of person. If I do something for somebody, I do it out of the kindness of my heart. If I see a need and I know that I can help with that need, and I might not even be able to do everything that I want to do to help somebody else, right? You know what I mean? It may be rough for me to take from my little and give to somebody else.
But guess what? I'm going to get my blessing because I'm doing the right thing. You know what I mean? I got it, you know, a little bit. So, you know what? If I got $20 and you need money for gas, guess what? I'm gonna give you 10. I'm going to take the other 10. Because that's what it's about. Because your reward don't come from people. You know what I mean? You get blessed by the Most High for doing the right thing. You know what I mean? And to see a person that's just out here in these streets to do that, which I know that there are people who do that. You know what I'm saying? We know it's apparent that there are people out here that do. It's just wrong.
So, we've talked about the topic. We've got other people's comments. Guess what time it is?
Christmas party. Hey, hey, hey.
Show the sideways, smack it in the air. Let's move it side to side, smack it in the air. Let's move it side to side, smack it.
Okay, I know that. And I know that's not a Christmas song, but
I thought you was about to bust out this Christmas or something.
I
wasn't expecting that.
I got a Christmas song. It's time. Grab a drink. Make sure you got your gifts ready. The gifts. Two people on the show are going to get the same gift. We're going to get these motherfucking clock around here. But
stupid.
Dre, wake up. Party time.
Yeah.
Party.
Let's get wasted.
I'm not wasted. I wish I was wasted.
I'm tired. That's what I am. So, for the Christmas party, we're having drinks. We're having hors, which are hors d'oeuvres. And people don't understand what hors are. And what we're going to do, we already reminisced about, you know, our stuff that, you know, back in the day stuff. But let's have, like, a little year-end wrap-up. Let's talk about, like, your favorite parts of the show, stuff like that. And then at the end, we'll give our gifts and all that wonderfulness. How about that?
That sounds good.
We'll have a 40-minute party.
All right. Party.
Best 40-minute party ever. So, Medusa, you can go first.
I can go first? I gotta say what my favorite, my most favorite.
Your favorite, you have, like, you have, you can. Favorite part of the show, if you have a memory that you wanted to bring back up from the show over the past year. Stuff like that.
To be completely honest, like,
you can't remember.
No, not that. But it's really nothing. I can't really narrow it down to, like, one thing or one particular show that I like more than the other. So I'll just say that I appreciate the fact that we all have different, like, perspectives and different viewpoints, you know what I mean? But we all, it just works. Like, you know, we can be really, like, in a passionate, like, debate. Like, everybody on here is passionate about what they deem as important, you know, or their way of thinking about certain things. So if that person, if you're passionate, I just like the fact that we can, you know what I'm saying, we might have a knockout drag out, you know what I'm saying, in a sense, but it's all love, you know what I'm saying, it's all coming from a good place. So, I mean, I definitely appreciate that, and I look forward to next year, you know, and all the stuff that we're going to be doing and saying and all that, so. Y'all make my Friday night great. Yeah.
Dre,
I give my gifts now too. Or Dre, oh, okay.
Oh no, you can wait to give me gifts. Dre.
My favorite episode was the one when old Buddy called in. and was talking so slow.
He's talking about, what was his name? That was Ron People. I wasn't on that one. I remember that one. That one was hilarious because he was talking so slow and like.
That shit, I think we drug that show out too because he was talking so slow. I like that show. Then I like the one, my favorite one from this year, who was, I think it was like, was it February or March when Daniel called and he was DJing the death party?
Oh, yes. My God.
So yeah, that was my favorite. My favorite.
Yes.
And I still got the video. And I still got the video in my phone.
I don't even want to know. I forgot about that.
And the girl was requesting. Was it work that she was requesting?
Yeah, she was like, yeah, she was requesting work. From Rihanna. What? She said, why?
I can't.
It ain't funny, but it's fucking funny, man. Oh, my God. That right there, boy. Whew. That episode right there, boy. That's WZ knocked me right off my feet.
What? What the what? I cannot. I don't know which one is my favorite. I think we all definitely have our own opinions about life, which is great. But I would have to say LMNOP was my.
Oh, shit. Yes.
LMNOP. Element OP is still funny. Element OP. Oh my God, it's just so many. And it's so much. It's so much. It's always talk about so much.
That's what I'm saying.
I had to, like, narrow it down.
So much that we literally have had, you know.
I got
you. If we had a show every week, we would definitely have 52 episodes. But we currently only, there's 42 episodes to choose from. And so, it's just so much. Yeah, it's a lot. We work hard here at The Code.
That's so.
Those of us who. You and those of us who come it. In and
Crown Sarah.
What show? You got? Yeah, Sarah
I got
with
Crown
no A. Yeah, Sarah with no A. Because that's when we learn that you don't like what you don't do. Sorry, shit. And that's how you got the name Sarah with no H. And then you and Sally were sisters. Y'all sisters. And so, yeah, we have so many different.
Even what Ron said. Remember when Ron said Drake got a homeboy to live into every.
Yeah, I got one.
When Ron says Drake got a homeboy. They got a homeboy that been through every situation we talked about on this show.
Yeah. Got a homeboy. Yeah, he's been through everything.
Yeah, he was like, man, your homeboy got, you got a homeboy that been. That shit was so funny. When you start to think about it and you look back, that is so true. Like, every time there's a situation, Dre be like,
I got a homeboy.
Yeah. And it's crazy because every time, like, if something pop up, I have literally heard, like, when I was working, man, I'd sit there, and these fools would tell me all their problems. And And I'd be like, damn, like, then when the topic come up, like, it's just some bullshit. I remember this motherfucker said the same shit.
That's why.
Wow. Sure got a homeboy for everything.
Oh, my God.
There's just so many. Oh, my God. And I'm sitting here looking at the list, but I can't. I would have to go back and listen to that show. I'm like, you know what? The show's pretty funny.
Oh, and then
that dog was right.
Was that last year? No, wait. Was that this year?
It was.
It was in the summertime. The little engine that could.
That's your go-to anytime. I think I can. You gotta put the best foot forward or do your best or whatever. What you say, Trey?
Be the best that you can be. Yeah, we definitely have a lot of fun. Like, it's definitely something that it's a lot. It definitely makes Friday very interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely been interesting because it's been a journey. You know, you missed some time because you had your surgery. I was about to throw some shade at someone else, but I decided not to.
Oh, please do.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. We definitely learned in this season. Next year will be more things to come, more different topics to talk about. What else? I don't know. I think Ron went back.
You know,
he
right there. He drunk. He don't know what to do with himself. Another thing that I like too is that we talk about everything. Like, we talk about real life shit. You know, like we can be serious when we need to be serious, and you know, and then shoot the shit when we need to, and have our giggles and grins or whatever. But we talk about a lot of stuff that, you know, that maybe some people would shy away from talking about because of how deep it is at times. You know what I mean? So I just like that we have that flexibility and that versatility when it comes to talking about different things. You know, sometimes people just, certain shows and people talk about the same shit over and over again. You'd be like, didn't I just see y'all? Come on, come with something different. So I definitely can appreciate that, and I look forward to the new year. It's going to be fun
out here in these streets. You know, we got some new adventures happening in some people's lives and stuff. So got to see how those things are going to play out. So y'all clowning me about people that now clearly I've decided to give opportunity to. Y'all clown me. I always talk to myself. He gave me the move. But anyway. So who wants to give their gifts first? Who wants to give gifts first?
Dre can go first.
Okay, Dre, go.
I'm giving Ron some, I'm going to give Ron some Dayquil. So that when his ass stay woke, he won't be asleep all the damn time when the show starts. So I'm going to follow a Dayquil. I'm giving Medusa some vintage. I'm giving her a Polaroid camera. That way she can take all the Polaroid selfies of herself and hang them on her little...
So
she can hang them all over the office. Oh, God.
Okay.
And, let's see. What's the stuff that, what's the, the pills that make you, that make you calm, cool, and collect?
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Wait, hold on.
No, not Xanax.
It is Xanax.
Does Xanax make you happy?
Yes, and chill. Them Xanny bars make you happy and chill.
Well, I'm giving that to Taylor. Because she kills me with the attitude. She's calm, her, she's relaxed her mind. So we giving her a whole power of Xanax. She can be calm, cool, and collect. So when she get in here, she just laughs and giggles.
Not a whole bottle.
Wow. Not a whole bottle.
Yep.
And she is the flash.
I'm giving best friend a megaphone. So that way, when she's driving, she can roll down her window. That way, when she's driving, she can roll down her window and cut that motherfucker on and tell them drivers how she really feels. Because today, when she was on the phone, cussing them drivers out in that traffic. Oh, my God. So I'm going to give her a megaphone. That way, she can cut that bitch on and yell and scream at them all day long and cuss their asses out. Matter of fact, I ain't even going to give you the megaphone. I'm going to give you the joint they got on the police car when they cut the horn on, everybody like, get out the car.
I'm giving you
that to put on your car. So that way when they cut you off, you be like, you bitch. So that's all I heard today when you were driving. You bitch, you fucking bitch. You called one bitch a bitch and you called the other a fucking bitch and you called the other a non-driving bitch. Like you was on the bitch word today. Like you were driving. So I'm giving you the horn but you can talk on the thing. And you can shout at people when they cut you off in traffic.
Really, bitch?
See?
But thank you.
Really,
but
bitch?
Thank
but
you.
Thank you.
Okay, Medusa.
All right. So, I'm going to give you... I'm going to give you an award.
An award?
Yes, an award. For being my personal counselor.
Dear Lord.
Because you talked me off the ledge a couple of times. So... I think that's a great thing. So I'm giving you the Friendship Award for Christmas.
Friendship Award for Christmas. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give Ron some non-alcoholic beer. What's that beer called?
That's not beer.
What is it called? What's that? Yes, it is. It's that non-alcoholic beer in the green bottle. Like, I don't know if they make it anymore. It used to be, like, back in the day. But I'm going to give him that.
Root beer?
No.
Near
beer? Like, shit, you talk about the cops all the time?
I don't know the green bottle. So I'm going to give that to Ron because obviously he can't drink regular beer without passing out. So maybe with that Dayquil that Dre's giving him and a non-alcoholic beer, he can stay up for a show. And then for Taylor, I'm going to give Taylor a big old hug. Because I think she needs a hug. So with her getting a hug and them zannies, she should be great. She should be giggles and grins and everything.
And what you giving Dre?
What I'm gonna give Dre? I would give Dre success. That's my gift. Because I know he wants it, and I know he got it in him. So that's what I would give him for Christmas, success. For everything that he needs to happen in his life to happen and line up the way that it's supposed to be. So that's what I would give Dre.
Yes.
I'm a boring gift giver, I know.
Okay, well, it's time for me to give my Christmas. My criminalist gonna look something like this. Wait, are y'all
laughing? I just heard this song about 5 minutes ago in the store when I went over and got my nail. I really got my damn lifesaver gun. I just heard the damn song. And I walked in the store. He said, "Is my Christmas this so somebody see here?" I think it's the funniest shit ever on that fucking song.
I'm going to go. Was Taylor having a hug and her peels? I think she needs a vacation. I'll give her a vacation, or something, somewhere, so that she can enjoy them peels and a hug. Cause good God, oh man, she's so unhappy. All the time. I'm gonna give Ron an alarm clock that says, "Wake up, Ron! Wake up, Ron! Wake up, Ron!"
He'll break that motherfucker.
In a Ferris Bueller voice, Bueller. Yeah.
Oh, God. He would really break that motherfucker. He would really break that motherfucker. That damn motherfucker wouldn't make it. That damn thing wouldn't make it 5 hours.
Wake up, Ron. Yep. Medisa, you got a bag full of stuff. Along with your new brand new Fuji Polaroid camera, because they make those. Because my daughter has one. I'm gonna give you some film. I'm gonna give you the little pack. So you can continue to take your selfies. You need that whole wall to yourself. Also, I'm going to get you a selfie. I'm giving you a selfie stick. And it's got glitter and shit on it. And what else is in your bag? Oh, and I'm going to give you some ink pens because I feel like
you just probably sit at your desk writing shit on sticky notes and shit all the time. I just feel it in my spirit. If you don't have, if you're not taking pictures, you're writing sticky notes. I'm gonna give you some pens and some sticky notes. Best friend.
Oh, Lord.
I am going to give you your very own possum catcher.
What?
Possum catcher. So you can go out there and catch your old possum.
Possum trap.
Get your possum trap.
That way you can get your possum, and she be a nice possum, and she come along and she take care of your possum. With her possum kids and everything. I'm gonna get you a possum trap.
He gonna have four in the possum.
Give him a possum trap.
And I found all these gifts at the Rite Aid. Got a discount on every single last one of them. They was $3.99. So, yeah. So, we have given our gifts on our show. We won't be back until sometime in January. We'll take a vacation, y'all name. And stuff. And get into some trouble and stuff. Yep. So it was everybody's plans for Christmas. What's your plans, Cindy?
My plans, girl. I be sleep. It ain't fun for me no more because. Well, it's not fun for me anymore because my kids are like adults, so it's like they don't really want nothing but like money. And you know, I'm not going home, so I don't really. I'm just going, and I gotta go back to work the next day, so it ain't like much I can really do. But I'm just gonna chill. I'm gonna go back to Wednesday, so. I do a lot of drinking. Yeah, I might go to Total Wine and grab me a box of white people box wine. No.
That's what else I forgot to put in your bag. Oh my God. So you got a box of white people wine in there too. I forgot to tell you what's in there.
Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to chill.
Just get the box and then trick her. And then she'll look at the wine and be like, why is this wine brown plus a Hennessy in it?
Oh, that's shady. Oh, my God. You trying to get me messed up.
She'll be like, you must have taste money.
Yeah, but still drinking it.
Let me tell y'all, Chanel had some vodka the other day. Y'all know I don't drink hard liquor, really. So, but I wanted a drink. And she had some. And so I drank that mixed with some juice or something. But when I say I felt so intoxicated. Like, I was like, my body is not used to this. Like, I was like, she said she just put a little bit in there, but. She a young alcoholic because she can drink all kind of strong liquor. I'm like, what the hell? She didn't get that shit from me. But
yeah, I was like slurring my words and shit. And I was like, what the hell? It really hit me. And I'm like, okay, I am such a lightweight. But that's okay. I'm going to get my weight up. I'm going to get my weight up.
But I will be spending time with my family for the holiday. I am also going to I'm going to my family Christmas party, and then I'll be going to another Christmas party as well. I don't go back to work until Thursday.
Nice.
So I'll work Thursday, Friday, be off Saturday, and then work Sunday and be off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday again. So, yeah, I ain't doing nothing. I'm gonna try my best to rest when I do have some days off. Try my best, cause okay.
I'm sorry. I just seen this infomercial on TV. I'm sorry. This is so off the subject. No people still dealing with roaches, because I haven't seen a roach in years, and so. I just seen this infomercial for this roach doctor. Like, I haven't seen anything like that for a long time. And I'm thinking to myself, do people really still have roaches? Are they still around?
Are they still around? Dear Lord. Retarded.
I'm just saying, like, I don't, you know how I'm like, for me, seeing this commercial on TV. And it's not like a Raid commercial. I'm telling you, it's one of those infomercials where you pay $19.95 plus the shipping and
$19.95,
and you get two tubes of this roach, this stuff. The shit that be coming on TV, I swear, these commercials are crazy. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Blame on alcohol.
Alcohol.
The wine.
Dear Lord. Not the wine. But yeah, I'm gonna get some rest while I'm out here waiting for the holidays and stuff. I'll be glad when they are over.
Well,
I'm glad when they're over. But yeah. Dre?
Yep.
I will be
passing. Doing that and listening to What Do the Lonely Do for Christmas.
Not What the Lonely Do for Christmas.
Oh, damn.
Basically.
I'll be listening to that shit too, Dre. Don't say that.
I won't be listening to that.
Now,
but how can I be what? When I have nobody?
Really, really, really lonely.
Children can play with their new toys.
Their friend will be over there hollering about so. Summer's friend.
So what you gonna get for Christmas?
I won't care if I say Seven. What the fuck? This is Christmas all fucking hell.
No, she's like, wait a minute. I want $1,200 or
$12,000?
I can't remember. It's 12 something. 10 fingernails, 9-inch weave, something. In the summer, 5 months free rent.
I can't.
Yep.
I wish I could get 5 months free rent. I'll tell it.
Girl.
Okay.
I want everybody to be safe because it was a shootout today. And over here, over there by Hampton Halls, and this dude was shooting at this other dude, and it hit a little girl, and it hit the parents because I think the school was letting out or something. And it was a bus or something or other. It was, I know, I seen a lot of people talking about it on Facebook. But yeah. I just want everybody to be safe.
Dang, that's crazy.
That's terrible. My Lord. I went to the mall today. I got in and I got out.
Told you, Medice. That's why I said you get damn bullhorn.
What? I got in and I got out.
I wish you could have damn heard her on the phone, Medisa. That Negro was going off. She was heated because she had to be out there in that trap.
Okay, so y'all know I don't have to go out to go anywhere. I don't have to leave my house to go to work. I don't have to. You know, I just don't have to. And so I had to go to the mall today because I had to go get my daughter's last few Christmas gifts, and I had to go and pick up some gift cards. And people just don't know how to drive. What in the goddamn way? Look, why are you doing, I need to understand, why are you doing 20 in a 35? Move the shit out the way. Or get out the road.
Right. Move,
bitch. Get out the way. Just move. So, yeah, just in a goddamn way for no reason. Then I go around you, and you still, and I leave you in the dust because now I'm doing 40, and you still back there. You're still back there doing two. Doing two on the roadway. But, yes, definitely we want everybody to be safe. We want to talk to you. Come next year, we want to be able to laugh and kiki with you. So be safe. Enjoy your families and whatnot, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Jesus is the reason for the season. What else can you say? Yeah, all of that.
Just go ahead and end it with the Temptation Deep Boy. Merry Christmas. For the cold.
From the
This dummy. And we just hope that in the new year we get some people to learn how to use calendars and watches.
Please.
Oh. Yep.
What do they do?
Calendars
what
and watches.
He drained down. He got that damn song stuck in my head. What do the lonely do at Christmas?
No, we're out of here. We're not doing this shit. We're out of here. We will see y'all in the new year. And just look for when we'll be back. We'll let you know about a week in advance before we return. So, y'all be good. I'll talk to y'all soon, and do everything that you think I would do while we are on vacation. Okay? Don't bring me no way into the new year.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, all right. have good night. I'm going to the bed.
Yeah.
Bye.
Good night, everybody. Happy New Year.
Q and the White Woman for the last time. For Q and the White Woman for the last time in 2018.
Come on, White Woman.